Hi there, I am back. I've had a couple of months off and I just needed to rest from everything, even my podcast, but I'm back now. So I'm going to update this one more frequently. And also, if you don't know yet, I have a website called Yennis Happy Biz, and YennyHappy biz.com, and where I do regular blogs. I sell digital journals and gratitude journals. I got wall decor and so on. So head over there and have a look and stay tuned for the end of this episode because I have a free gift for you. So you can, because today is about letter and the importance of writing letters. And I thought about this because just recently I wrote a letter to my mom and dad. It's not a biggie or anything like that. I just wanted to write something for them, like, because I do appreciate them so much and they've had such a positive impact in my life. And so I'm just going to go through a couple of things here that I kind of realized in terms of doing this. But first of all, I'm going actually trying to translate my letter to from Swedish to English. So here we go. I wrote it in March this year and it's very simple. To my mom and dad, I just wanted to write this and say how much I appreciate you. You have always been there for me and Charles, which is my brother, and supported me when I needed it, and it has given me room to also go and on my own path and to learn from my own mistakes. You have never judged me or told me what I have to do or become when I grow up, and for that I really love you so much. I feel like I have won the lottery and to have you as parents. And I'm so grateful for everything you have and everything you do for me. I just wish I could be as good parents as you one day. I love you so much and looking forward to see you in July. So it's very simple, but I had like this burst of love towards them. I just needed to write it and I just emailed it to them. So I've done this through many, many years, like different kind of letters that I write. And for me, it's kind of a cleansing. It's a positive shift, the feng shui. So say thanks from the past. And also, if you have a grudge with someone as well or resentment, it's always good to write that as well sometimes. And you just get it out on paper. And also friends that you might have parted ways with. It's also good sometimes just to write a letter to them as well. And also think about, even though, you know, you might have resentment towards people, what's important I've found is also try to find the good things you had together, because it can't just be bad, you know, like even with your ex or with your like good friends or, you know, siblings or whatever. You must have had something good there, and just like celebrate that and write it down and say thanks. And the thing is, like, if you write a letter in physical form, or SMS or whatever, you don't have to send it. That, I think that is the most important. Sometimes I just burnt it up when it's full moon or something like that and said like, thank you. And it's kind of a feng shui cleanup, a clearance, you know, you just clear it up. It's done. And then you can move forward. And, sometimes you can also put it on social media, but like I know I put this on a blog now, and but I'm not really going to advertise it too much. But I think I just do it because I found it very helpful for me. It's not like, hey, look what I do. It's more like a tool you can use to move on in life. Okay, so that one was the translation was from Swedish to English. So I hope you understood it a little bit. But all in all, like, just remember that it's the intention, it's the energy you put into it. You don't have to salute it to the world, or, you know, like, just do it and you're done. So what I've done as well, I have created a free gift. It's a letter. A PDF download, you can download it and print it out. So it's one a little bit like I wrote a couple of things, a date and time, and you can sign it. And also it says dear in the front, but there's also a very simple, like a plain one as well. So it's all vintage design and I really like it. So hopefully it will encourage you to write. But if you don't feel like you have anyone to write to yourself first, you know, celebrate you. And, you know, also like, you know, maybe bad and good. I think that's good. So yeah, I've got to stop there now. And you can go to my website, jennyshappybiz.com, and have a look at my blog. So this one will be in April, but I'm also going to put a link in the description as well. And next time I'm going to talk a little bit about how I got out of my funk and found a thing on the ground that made me very happy. Okay, thank you. Bye.